Well, yesterday, the abductors put a ransom out for multi-millions for Bitcoin and gave yesterday a deadline, but still hope out there. And let's get the latest. And Tim Dimoff has been covering this story for us here on The Morning Show. Tim is the president, CEO of Sachs Consulting. And Tim, how are you reading this story right now? Another day goes by, nothing to proof of life for Nancy, and no dollars exchanged yet, or I should say Bitcoin. How are you reading this another day into this story with Nancy Guthrie's abduction?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, my company, Sachs Consulting Security Services, we've been huddling up with ex-federal agents and law enforcement across the United States, just kind of putting our heads together. And what we've observed in the last 24 hours is unfortunately a shift. And by that, I mean up to the day before yesterday, you would notice that the family was talking directly to the potential abductors, kidnappers, with their video clips. They've been telling them they would pay, they're ready, bring mom home, we want to celebrate with her. A lot of the right things were being said. But in the last 24 hours, what we've observed is a shift from really communication and actually confidence in the fact that the abductors for sure have the mom. And it, the shift has gone from communicating about negotiations and paying to, does anybody out there see or hear anything? Please forward those clues to law enforcement. So I think the shift from little communication with the abductors to more of communication with the public is not a good indication. And I think potentially, unless law enforcement is still in communication, I think they've really developed a lack of confidence in who they were negotiating with as being authentic. And once again, this is just a logical assumption on my part.
Tim, let me ask you this. The FBI went into Nancy Guthrie's house yesterday and spent over an hour inside the house. And to your point, it looks like a change in direction. Instead of the dollars and Nancy coming back, now a full-fledged investigation. When you hear FBI going into her house, I know you don't know exactly what they're looking for, but talk about their mission inside Nancy's house.
I think they're looking for additional evidence. It could be DNA, genetic, fingerprints. It's anything that they could possibly. I mean, if the kidnappers grabbed a doorknob and left one fingerprint on there, and the law enforcement was able to capture that fingerprint, run it through their databases, and it pops up some criminal who has a record, that could be the biggest break that they have, because the fact that they're looking or re-looking, re-examining, tells me they don't have a lot of confidence in the negotiations, and they're just going back in and double and tripling their very finite investigation looking for evidence, because they don't feel they have another direction to go. And I would say they have a weak confidence in the negotiation with the kidnappers. And maybe the kidnappers have not been able to authenticate really that they have the mother. And it could be someone who's trying to take advantage of the situation and get money without really having the mother.
Tim Dimoff is with us, President and CEO of Sachs Consulting Services. And Tim has spent many years investigating and being part of these abductions. He's been kind enough to lend us his insight. Tim, let me ask you this. The Guthrie family has been urging that Nancy needs her medications. You said on the show yesterday that this group did not intend to kill Nancy, or else they would have done it already. Talk about the complications that maybe these abductors are having if Nancy needs these life-saving medications, have they been able to get them, and where would they get them? You know, that's a complex side of this story to keep her alive, and that's why I think there's a big question mark out there if she is still alive.
Well, the whole key for the abductors is they really need to keep her alive, because before any money's sent, the family and the law enforcement combined, they're going to ask them for proof. They're not going to send the money without proof. And they'll be able to ask certain questions for specific proof. Now, as far as getting the mother, Nancy, her medication, they probably, when they grabbed her and took her out of the house, I don't think it was on their mind worrying about what a medication she was on. Mm-hmm. Once they got her to a secluded place, they may have started talking to her about it. But, criminals would have the ability to get medication for the mother. If they ask the mother, what kind of medicine were you on? And she's able to say, look, I was on high blood pressure medicine. I was on heart medicine, this and that. Don't think the criminals don't have the means to go pay somebody some money to get them the right medication for the mother, because the last thing they want is for the mother to have failing health or to die. So could they get medication for her? I think so. Would they? I think they would do the best they could. They could pay a doctor on the side or in Mexico to give them the right medicine. So I don't think that would be hard to do, because the whole key is keeping Nancy Guthrie alive. But right now, there's just been a shift, and we have to start questioning, yes, is she still alive? And yes, are the people they're talking to as kidnappers, do they really have Nancy Guthrie? It every day makes the percentage of that go down, down, down.
Yeah, Tim, with you being involved in these type of abductions through many, many years, I mean, we're now into day, what are we looking at, 11 here, something like that, of this abduction. This is very odd for an abduction, isn't it? And when you see them go long like this, through your experience, your investigations, you know, what are you thinking about as a result here?
Well, statistically, abductions in history for the last large amount of years, you know, say 50 years or more, if an abduction doesn't end up in a negotiation and exchange of person for money in a relatively short time, the statistic history shows that the person abducted ends up dead. And I hate to think that, and prayers go out to the family, but every day decreases it significantly.
Yeah. Tim, thank you very much. I'm going to stay in contact with you. Probably more will unfold today, but as Tim opened up by saying, kind of a change in direction in the last 24 hours, more investigation instead of negotiation in regards to the Guthrie abduction story.